I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. A new study from a Washington think tank finds that even with health insurance, you still may be vulnerable to huge debt from medical bills. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, how many people are facing this problem?
Well, according to the Center for Studying Health System Change, one in seven families, 20 million of them, reported problems paying their medical bills last year. Now, for some of them, it's because they have no health insurance, of course. But insured families, where every member of the family is covered, actually, they comprise the majority of these families with problems with medical bills and really high out-of-pocket costs. And that's defined as having to pay $2,000 or more of your own money toward medical care within a year. And the problem is so bad that medical debt is now one of the leading causes of personal bankruptcy.
Is this because of catastrophic illnesses in these families? Or they just aren't carrying enough insurance, or what?
Well, it's actually because of the rising cost of the insurance that you do have. Anyone who has health insurance right now through, say, an employer has probably noticed that the deductibles are up significantly in the last couple of years.
Definitely.
Copay amounts are up for visits to the doctor's office. Hospital stays, where you often have to pay a percentage of the bill, that percentage is now higher. And prescription copay amounts are up. And it's all adding up. So if you end up in the hospital, you've got a copay. Maybe you have to pay 20 or 30% more of the bill itself, which could be thousands of dollars. And these are really costs that people generally do not budget for.
So what does the study find families are doing to cope with these bills?
Well, as I mentioned, lots of them are forced to declare bankruptcy, which is the last thing that you want to do. And Peter Cunningham, the study's co-author, says it's also forcing a change in spending priorities within the family.
Of families with problems paying medical bills, almost two-thirds reported difficulty paying for other basic necessities such as rent, mortgage payments, transportation, or food. We also found that more than half of these families have been contacted by a collection agency. So it's definitely more than minor annoyances.
And Alex, perhaps more important to the population at large, it can also lead families to put off getting further medical care because they're worried about getting even more bills. And 30% of these families with bill problems also didn't buy the prescription drugs that they're supposed to get. And both of those mean that people can get sicker and sicker. And once they ultimately do have to go to a doctor or a hospital, it just costs far more. And those costs have an effect on everyone. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're following the latest from the Federal Reserve on what's happening with interest rates.
Thanks, Tess. Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.